It's not about reaching someone. It's not even about arriving to the destination. It's walking towards the house of beloved. And the house of beloved is far, far away. And it's so close to me because it's in me. Did you get the dilemma? Yeah. The house of beloved is heart, is in me. And it's a long, long path and a very difficult path to walk to. And you think I'm silly, I'm still doing it? Oh, I don't care if I arrive or not. I have to walk this path because walking the path makes me happy. Imagine, to you, very simple. Imagine that I'm in love with someone who lives out there. Okay? If I have to walk this way, I don't feel good. If I walk that way, I feel better. I know that walking in this room doesn't change that distance. But do you think I forget that my beloved is there, not there? If I forget that, I'm not in love. If I'm in love, I always remember a direction. So, knowing a direction is source of my happiness. Not arriving, not getting really closer. But in my heart, I get closer each step of the way when I'm walking that. That's what the path is all about. And guess what? Rumi started a paragraph to talk about this. Paragraph starts with the delay. I mean, let go of this brain of you which is in rush to do it now, to do it fast. There is no speeding here, because sometimes the delay will save you. If you didn't make place for the furniture delivered tomorrow, you pray for delay. If the company will delay that, you could delay it. You could call them and say, don't deliver it tomorrow. Tomorrow I won't need it. I'm happy with this one. I haven't get rid of this one yet. You have a lot of problems you haven't handled yet, but you're asking for more. Because this one will say more is better. More is not better. Because there are times that I need an empty place. When I want to meditate, I prefer to have an empty place. I cannot meditate in the best place. Best place for me is a square in Florence, Italy. The fake of this David is there. The original was, they moved it to the museum. The square to me is where Michelangelo was thinking about that statue. But I cannot meditate there. Over there, I'm submerged. When I want to meditate, I want some place for me, and that some place should be empty. Empty of everything. Clean. That's the place of meditation. Rumi talked about it here. First of all, said, okay, the rabbit started with, okay, give me a break, I will wait. And he knows that with this waiting, he is provoking the lion, because the lion doesn't like the delay. The powerful me, the self in me, doesn't like the delay. This self is in a rush, because, oh, it's a long way to become the governor of the universe. Because governing the globe is not enough more. Sometimes it was, everybody tried to be the king of the king of the kings. Now, the space is there, I want to be the governor of the universe. Don't you? You do. When the idea came that, okay, you are the hotshot of the heaven, you are the God, suddenly you think of these little rocks in the space moving around, and one of them should fall down and ruin your kingdom, then you want to have a shield over it. And another shield, and you want to control the universe. Good for you. It's a good daydreaming, but listen. Come back to yourself. Listen. Let that line be angry. It's even better that way. Because we are talking about the meaning. Meaning is something. Words and names are something else. These words and sentences could ruin your life. This talking and thinking about this stuff could be the nonsense. Because look at you. In you, there are two different filing systems. And you believe in one of them. And you forget the other one. Which one do you believe in? You believe in information stuck in your brain, memory, right? That's what it is all about. And you forget the other one. There is another one. Another filing in you, another book in you, which you don't like very much, the idea of that one, because you cannot write it. Imagine having two blackboards, one you work on and you write, the other one you cannot touch. Which one do you prefer? You, the doer? Of course you like the other one, which is memory. But for us, that's short memory. That's the blackboard that we use every day, and it's not that good. There is another one, written with another hand, it's in you. In time of Rumi, in this belief, they call them lowl. It means a plate, literally a plate. So there are two plates. One is hafiz. So it's hafiz, means memory, which will keep everything you learn. You put everything there. We believe that there is another plane, which is not to save something. It's saved from you, it's saved from mistake. Something written before your existence. We believe in that. The address is clear. You change your mind. How fast could you change your mind? How fast could you change your mind?
Very quickly.
Very quickly, blink of an eye. Yes. You talk, I will talk about the best architecture and the best way of building, and you believe that this is a very nice building, suddenly. This will fall down. You lost whatever you believed in that, because it didn't work, you saw it, right? That's what your thinking system is all about. But there is something that it doesn't change that way. What is it? You think about this. There is this. And something is written over there that you cannot change. Feelings, you cannot change it. You are walking in the street, no matter what your condition and position is, a baby will fall down. It hurts. And you don't know why. You cannot control it. If you could, no. A lot of people try to control the heart. Do you remember that? They said it's not about heart and feeling, it's about doing. Doing is fare in Latin. And the doers were the fascists. Fascism means believing in doing and what you can do. And they turn out to be the most heartless people on the earth. They proved it in the history. Because it's not about what you can do. It's about what you can do, yes, but what does it feel really? How could you live without that? These are the subject of this paragraph. Rumi said, okay, first of all, learn about these two different plates. The guardian tablet becomes a guarded tablet. When you transform, this one will become the other one. The other one which is written with the passion, with the feeling inside. It's that part of you that will respond to music without you knowing what's happening either. You're busy with your calculations, but the music will change your mood. Because there is this, that you will learn something, then you will become the teacher of that something. This is what I want to talk about, but I cannot. Because I want to tell you something about that one which you are not there yet. So this one is listening. I want to talk about heart, and your ear is listening and sending all these messages to your brain. So your brain is thinking about heart. It doesn't work that way. Heart should talk about heart. That's why a lot of people, everybody hears the good story about love. But that doesn't change. You know what changes? When you experience love, when you see it happen, when somebody will do some lovely thing, when somebody does some selfless act, suddenly you are touched. Here there is no touch. Touch is there. Rumi said, that's what I want to talk about. Guess what? There is a limit to intelligence. What is the limit to intelligence? What is the limit of intelligence?
When the rule exists. When the rule leaves and the exception is present. When love is present.
You see, you have to think hard, right? And to philosophize, right? And create a sentence to answer to my question, which was planned to be non-answered. That's why I question. I put the question to you and you give me always the wrong answer. Why? Because you try to be clever. I'm questioning your intelligence. You try to answer intelligently. It doesn't work. There is another way to it. Remember Rumi, because he did it for you. Here he chose the example, right? In this page, I look at this and I say, yes, he talked about that. Then I pose the question to you. Be clever enough to look at it. He talked about, he brought in a story. Remember, a story is our language. Because a story will provoke a lot of imagination without the philosophic argument. So, when he wants to show you the shortcoming of intelligence, the limit of intelligence, first of all, he should bring in the most intelligent creature ever to see the shortcoming, right? Who is the most intelligent creature ever? More than that, you believe in Iblis because he's your friend. You forgot about the other one. Because you never talked to the other one.
Adam?
Gabriel.
Gabriel knows everything. Gabriel even knows the secret of God. Because God will use him as a messenger to every prophet. He knows everything. Now the question is, what is the limit of Gabriel?